Truma la kayin umaisa rishon alevi divir rimeya. The mitzvah is to give truma to a kayin. Drashin is tinasa la kayin umaisa rishon alevi. Katani maiser. So we learn here that what maiser katani maiser levi dum you the truma la kayin. That ma truma achilasa kinesinasa la kayin v'lo lezar av maiser la levi achilasa la levi v'lo lezar. That's the deek here. That Remeya holds that the same way you have to give truma to a kohen, and a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, the same thing when Remeya says, Umaisa Rishon goes to Levi the Levi, not only is the mitzvah Nesina the Levi, but who are then the Yisra Achila? That a Zar or Yisrael is not allowed to eat Maisa Rishon according to Remeya. That's Remeya Shita. We have Eliezer ben Azariah, Matiro the kohen. He holds that Maisa Rishon is Mati, you're allowed to give it to a kohen. For the Gemara Matira, you say now it's Mutter, Mechlal, the Yikaman, the Yosser? Is there anybody that holds that it's Osser, you're not going to give it to a Kain? Ele'ema, Noisnei Afla Kain. Amai, it should be Gerus says, Noisnei Afla Kain. That the Maiserishan, Reb Lezol, you're allowed to give even to a Kain. Shrashi, Mechlal, the Yikaman, the Yosser, Maiser, the Kain, Lecho, Betzimiyo. For Vadai Kahanim Lav Zorim Ninu, could the Yomla come on to Kahanim Mikru Leviim? That Avadi Akain is not called a Zar? Avadi Akain should be allowed to eat Meiser. So what's Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah being Mechadish? So the Mora says, Af Lekain is being Mechadish that you give Meiser to both. And we'll soon see, the Grash says, could the Yomla come on timer? We'll soon see what the Machlokes is, who you're supposed to give Meiser to Levi or also to the Kain. Now the Mora says, my time with Remeya. What's Remeya's time that he says Maisa Rishon like has Kedusha to it, that a regular Yisrael is also teep Maisa Rishon? What's Remeya's time? Omer Rav Acha Brei de Rabba Mishmei de Gemara. Said over the name of the Gemara, like Rashi says it means Kach Kibbul Merabbi. The Rabbi Merabbi Ad Remeya Sheshoma Mishmei. He heard over from Rebbe Rebbe and two Rebbe Meya had heard over from his name. For Lav Min Daitik Meforish the time with Remeya. Like he's not saying, oh, Rabach is not saying his own reasoning of Remeya. But this is something that was said over and over until it went back to Remeya. That's called Mishmei de Gemara. He heard over from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, all the way back to the heard from Remeya himself. That what? That the Pasuk says, Ki es Maiseh b'nei Yisroel asherimu l'Hashem truma. Says Mashma Maiseh, that the b'nei Yisroel give Maiseh, it says Alocha truma, it has Alocha like truma. What does it mean to say? That ma truma asur lazarim, just like regular truma, azara yisrael azasatit, only a kohen could eat truma, is where Meir holds, af maiserishan asur lazarim, the same thing maiserishan is also for zar to eat it. It has a locha like truma that is also to a zar. For the Gemara, I ma truma chayovim ol of misa, the chaymish, maybe, if so, if you're learning out that Maisa is like Truma, maybe just like by Truma, if a regular Yisrael eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa, and if he eats a B'shoigig, he has to be Maisa, add another fifth to pay back. Maybe Af Maisa Chayov Malav Misa, maybe the same Allah should apply to regular Maisa Rishon, that if a Yisrael eats Maisa Rishon, maybe also he's Chayiv Misa for it. And maybe if he eats a B'shoigig, not knowing, he has to pay back an extra fifth. On this note, Omar Kroa, the Postik says, Umeisu boi ki yichaluhu, v'yoysev chamishosoy olov. So we dash in this Postik talking about Truma. The Postik of Ayikro Chavbe is talking about Truma. Umeisu boi means if some of Yisrael eats Truma, there he gets Misa. So the Dik is boi v'loi b'maiser. That only if he of a Zar eats Truma is he chayiv Misa. But not eating Maiser Rishon. Olov v'loi al-maiser. When do you have to eat another fifth? Only if you eat truma b'shoigig. But if a zara Yisrael eats nicer rishon b'shoigig, he does not have to eat another fifth. So in other words, that's what the Torah says. Truma is like, nicer is like truma. It means to say that's an iser. There's an iser, it's an avera, for a zara to eat nicer. But it's not as strong as truma. Truma yichayiv misi yati b'moisa b'chemish. These two halachas do not apply by nicer rishon. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, so it's a good riot to Remeya. Like, what do Rabbanan do with this posse? There's a posse here that says that Meister is a locha like Truma. So what do the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say not like that. The Rabbanan say that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, is a lot of Meister Rishon. I, the posse, calls it Truma.
So Gemara says, Rabbonin, they hold like this. Ma truma, toiveles, just like truma is halacha before you take out the truma from the fruits, whatever it is. In Nalaridit, is it in tevel? Tevel means, is the way the fruits, or whatever it is, vegetables or grain, the way it grows, it's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it now until first you take off the truma. There's that frosh of truma. You have to be mafra truma, and then you're allowed to eat the shrine, the leftover. But before you take off the truma from this barrel of apples, all the apples are also teeth, even to a kind that's called tevel. So ma truma tevelis, av my serisha nami tevel. Who are the halachmas? You have a bunch of apples that you did not take out my serishin yet, halach mishin alaridit. That's the chiddush. True, once you take out my serishin, then you're allowed to eat it. And even the my serishin itself, a Yisrael could eat according to the Rabbanan Shita. But the pasuk is just saying that before you took out of this peris, the my serishin is called tevel, and you're still not allowed to eat it. Ukiratanya, like we learned. We learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Maybe when is there a nisachi of misa? If ye tevel, that means eat fruits or anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. Before you took off truma samaisris, when is there a nisa tevel? Maybe only before you took off nothing. You didn't take off any truma at all yet. What about hurim mimenu truma gedola? Let's say you took off already a little bit, l'shem truma gedola. But you did not take off my serishin yet. How do I know the peris now is still called tevel? It's still asatidit. And even further, my serishin, let's say even after you took off my serishin. But v'loi my sesheni, you did not take off my sesheni from these fruits. V'yafilu my serani, even in the third year or the sixth year, when you have to give my serani, if you did not take it off. Minayin, how do I know that before you were mafresh my serani, the leftover peris is still called tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, Loisucho lecha b'sherecha. You're not allowed to eat this b'sherecha. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates. Well, lahala in the Leimah, another pasuk it says, V'yachlu b'sherecha b'saveyu. That you are allowed to eat it in your gates, and you're allowed to satisfy yourself. So ma sherecha m'lahala in Maiserani, just like v'yachlu b'sherecha b'saveyu is talking about Maiserani, Av sherecha mokan maiseroni. Here also, the pasuk is saying loisucha lecho b'sherecha. You're not allowed to eat from it. It means even though you took off maisa gedoyla, v'truma gedoyla, and maiserishin, but if you did not take off maiseroni, still the pasuk says loisucha. You're not allowed to eat it. So that's from this pasuk I know here that if you have peris, that's a tevel that you did not take off the maiseroni. It's still called tevel the fruits, and you're not allowed to eat it. So that's enough with this pasuk. So who the kasher is, like, which one is say the Rabbanan used this pasuk of Meiser and Truma to teach us that Meiser is called Tevel? Well, who we know from this pasuk over here? From the Yochlu B'Sherecha and Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha. So why do we need our pasuk of Meiser and Truma? So Gemara says, V'im ha'osm of just from this last pasuk of Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha, if only from this pasuk, have a mean I would have thought lalav, that there's a lav involved, that's all. In other words, when is Tevel have a chiyuv misa? When you didn't take off Truma Gedola. But once you took off Truma Gedola, now it's only missing Maiserishin or Maiserani. Maybe it's only a lav, there's no Mamisa. Kamash Malon. That's why we need our pasuk here. Ki es Maiser b'nei Yisrael asher imo l'Hashem Truma, to teach us that just like when the Tevel, the fruits, you did not take out Truma yet, Yechayiv Misa, the same way even after you took out Truma from these peris. But if there's still Meiser Oni or Meiser Rishon you did not take out, you're also Chayiv Misa. So that's what the Rabbanan does with this pasuk. That Avad, the real Meiser Rishon when you mafresh it, even a Zar or regular Yisrael is allowed to eat it. There's no Issa for regular Yisrael to eat Meiser Rishon. That the pasuk calls Meiser Rishon Truma is coming to teach us that if you have this bunch of wheat here, that wheat is mechuyev and truma mediraisa. If you have a bunch of wheat, and even if you took out the truma gedola from it, but if you did not take out the maisa rishon or the maisa sheni, the lachar is, it's still called tevel this wheat, and if you eat it, you chayev misa. That's the chiddush of this pasuk according to the Rabbanan. That maisa has a lachar like truma, they get the tevel. But in a chanami, once you are mafris the maisa rishon, even a zar is allowed to eat the maisa rishon according to the Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan shita. Mishnah Rina,
Another lashon is like this: Lishnach Rina, Meiser Rishon, the Tovel mid Rabbi Yosi Nafk Enachnami. That if you don't take out Meiser Rishon from the wheat, we say the wheat is still called Tevel. Tis Nesetidit. That's from Rabbi Yosi's halacha. That Rabbi Yosi says what Lo Yisuch Lecha B'Sharecha. Now, Imehi, and if only from this din, Abamina, I would have thought Lalav. From Rabbi Yosi, I would just think if the Tevel is only, because it's missing, Maisa Rishon, or Maisa Sheni, or Maisa Roni, I would have thought there's only a Lav. Abamisa Loi, but maybe you're not Chayiv Misa, once you took out the true Megadela from this wheat. Maybe I would think there's no more Misa, Kamash Malon. That's our pasuk. No, that Meisra is the same malacha like Truma, that you still chayiv misa, still called Tevel. So kitzur, that's the machlokes Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. That Reb Meir says Meisrishin is like Truma, it's also for Zat Hidit, and the Rabbanan say no, avadim it's mutter for Zat Hidit. The only chiddush of the pasuk is that it has a loch of Tevel. Right. So it says B'maya Kimto Krevi Meir. You want to say now our mission here that says that a Basi Yisrael, that she can't eat Meiser, goes according to Reb Meir Shita. She's a Zah, she can't eat Meiser, that's Reb Meir Shita. For the Gemara is so aim the Seif. What does the Seif of our Mishnah say? The Seif of the Mishnah says, Bas Levi, Muresas Lekain. If you have a Bas Levi that got married to a Kain, Bas Levi, Muresas Lekain. Or Bas Kain a Levi, or Bas Kain got married to a Levi. He says, Lo toichal, lo b'truma, lo b'meiser. She's not allowed to eat non-truma, not a meiser. So chura hocha, my zarisiko. So chura here, it's a kashi, even according to Rameya. Why can't she eat meiser? Like, what happened here? It's a bas levi that got married to a kain. So a meiser, also levi, she's allowed to eat meiser. Like we had before, a kain, pshita's allowed to eat meiser. So what kind of zaris is it here? Like, what's wrong with this bas levi? This bas levi now got married to a kain? Or else the Bas Kain that got married to a Levi. So both cases, she should be able to eat Maisa. What's Pshat Mishnah? Why can't she eat Maisa? So Mar says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Mayein or Echelos Tektoni. Know what our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah says. Not like we learned before that it means Mama, she can't eat Maisa. Like, why not? A Kain can eat Maisa, so a Levi can eat, and a Kain's allowed to eat Maisa. So what's wrong with it here? That means to say like this, Eina Noisenis Rishus Litrin. That's what it means. That a wife, she cannot give permission for somebody to take off truma from a husband's fruits or wheat, whatever it is. She can't give reshus. The Rashi says that in a sentence, reshus, lishlucha, litroi maisa shel oris, ulahor mimeno truma maisa, devil like a term shleimidas. Halacha is if somebody owns wheat, and somebody else comes and takes off truma for him, he can't do it. There's a halacha of shlichus. You can only do it if he appoints you to be a shliach. But if the owner did not appoint you to be a shliach, you have no right to go down to his fields and take off the truma. Now, what about if the owner's wife gives permission? Does she have a right to give permission or not? That's the chiddush that know that the isha, the wife, cannot give permission to be mafra truma. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Since she only had kedushin, didn't have nisuyin yet, it's only mereses, or mereses has no right to give permission for someone to be mafra truma from a husband's tour. The verse says, if so, nechlad nesuyin neisenes reshus. B'mash medik for our Mishnah then, that if she's a nesuyin, we have a wife, we have nesuyin, after you have nesuyin with her, you live with her, then she is allowed to give permission. So the verse says, then, yes, it's taka true. For a tanya, we learned like this. Pasuk says, v'yachalte moisoi v'chomokim, atem uveisechim, lilmod an nesuya bas Yisrael, shoy neisenes reshus litroim. Comes tell us that a regular Yisrael got married, now that he has a wife, his wife is also allowed to give somebody permission to take off the truma sumaisis. That's the solution of V'yachalto moisa b'chol mokam atem u'beseichem. Beseichem is your wife. Even your wife also could give permission for somebody to mafra truma. Ato oimer rishus litroim, you're telling me now it means that she has a right to give permission to somebody to take off truma. Oyeinu maybe not el alechol, maybe only that she has a right to eat truma. Or Marta tell you like this, Truma Chamuroi Cheles, Meister Makal Lekoshchein, like Maduch the Ashes Kain, she's a regular Basi squirrel. When she gets married to a Kain, she's Ladi Truma, so Lechura Meister Makal Lekoshchein, Pshita, when she gets married to a Kain, Avada she's Ladi Meister.
What do I need this pasuk for? V'yachalta meiser b'chomokim. It's Mashmash talking about meiser. What do I need the pasuk for? That when a kohen or a levi marries an isha, the isha is ladit meiser. Pshita she's ladit meiser. Ella comes to teach us lima dal nesuya bas yischoel. Shenesenes rishus litrim. Comes teach us a chiddush here that nesuyim, when you have a wife, when you have nesuyim, yeter chuppah, then your wife has full permission to, she has a, like a bailus here, she could let some, point somebody else to be a shliach to take off truma for you. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's the pshat in the seif of our Mishnah, where the isha is only married with a kedushin and not with nesuyim, she can't give somebody else permission to be mafras maisa. But it says, now ma bre de ravna. Omar, he says like this, Loima comes to teach us, Shein Cholkin lo Maisa Beis Agronis. The pasuk has come to teach us that you don't give a Maisa but a Beis Agronis. Beis Agronis means that's down by the field, by the silo, where you put the, you store the food. So usually a Levi goes down there and you can give a Levi by the field, you can give him his Maisa. If his wife comes down, you don't give a lady Maisa by the Beis Agronis. That's John this pasuk. So Moses says, "Only ichol aman diyam mishum yichud." If you learn this nisum mishum yichud, it's good. Trash yon ichol aman diyam perak noisin al anusa mishum yichud ein chalkin truma liisha begarin. That then is good. El aman diyam a time mishum grusha shem yigor shen obayla v'teizora v'yinakol yodim v'yachzav yitno truma lezora. But el aman diyam mishum grusha grusha bas levi milo yochle b'meiser. Like if you learn the reason why you don't give her. You don't give truma to an isha by the Beis Agronis. It's because there's a shiloh from yichud, like it's not nice to be alone with an isha in the fields. So the same sfer applies to a bas levi. You don't give a bas levi meister in the fields because it's not nice. It's like the rabban and the kalocha. It's not nice to give a meister in the fields to be alone with an isha. But if you learn the reason why you don't give a bas koyin or an eshes koyin truma by in the fields, is because we're afraid that maybe the husband will give her a get. And if she gets a get, people won't know that she's no Moresh's Kohen, and they'll think, since last year she was a Kohen's wife, most probably she's still a Kohen's wife now, and we're still allowed to give a truma. That's why you don't give an Isha truma in the Beis HaGronis, in the fields. You have to make sure you're home and you know the husband is still alive. Like, only give truma to the husband, not to the wife. So for the Gemara, that's a good reason by a truma. But the more Mashenkin by Meiser, or by Elaman the Yomish and Grusha, Grusha Bas Levi, Milo Yochla by Meiser. Like the Manashach, what's wrong with a Levi? She's a Bas Levi, even though she gets a get, she can still eat Meiser. For the more Latayma, Grusha Bas Koyin, Milo Yochla by Truma, no? Even a Grusha Bas Koyin, she also is allowed to eat Truma. Ella, what do you have to say? Gizera Mishun Grusha Bas Yisrael. That's the Gzera. Because if she's a Bas Koyin, Edechnami, she's Ladi Truma. Even when she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house, she could eat Truma. But the Gzera is maybe, who was the husband of Koyin's wife? Abbas Yisrael. Abbas Yisrael can only eat Truma, calls him on, she's married to him. If she gets a get, she can't eat Truma anymore. See, Hochi is so, so maybe that's the same story by a Levi also. Of a regular Bas Yisrael got married to a Levi, so calls him on, she's married to him, she's Ladit Meiser. When she gets a get, she can't eat Meiser. So that's why you can't give a Meiser on the Grunis in the fields, because we don't know if she's still married to a husband or not. For the Gemari Hochi, if that's the reason, Ma'yir Maresas, why on the Shion Yad Kedushin, Hafil Nesuyanami? Even if the Bas Yisrael was married to a Levi, it'll be the same halacha. That in the Grunis in the fields, you don't give a Meiser. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the husband gave her a get already. Was Enechnami. I did a Tony Reisha Moresis, Tony Nami Seifa Moresis. Enechnami. This halacha, that you don't give an Isha, Meister in the fields, apply even though she was married, Benesuyin, to the Levi. So what? But we still have to be afraid that maybe the husband gave her a get, and she's only a regular Bas Yisrael, so she doesn't deserve to get Meister. Therefore, this din that you don't give an Isha Meister in the fields, apply even by a Nesuya. So how come the Mishnah only says Moreses? The next Mishnah we'll see. Because since it only says Nereisha over here, Moreses, who would then the Sefer also only says Moreses? But really the same Malach would apply by a Nesuya also. Tana Rabbanan, look at a Brice like this. Truma Lekoin. Truma goes to a Koin. O Maiserishin Alevi. Give a Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says the mitzvah to give Maiserishin is to a Levi. Rebbe Loza Ben Azar.